Welcome to Beach Grassroots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can learn more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. This month, we'll be speaking with the Writers Guild, an organization that provides workshops, writing retreats, and literary festivals in the Astoria region. First, we hear from the organization's founder, Marianne Monson.
Hi, I'm Marianne Monson. I'm the founder and president of the Writers Guild of Astoria, and I'm excited to talk with you today. The Writers Guild is a literary arts nonprofit based in Astoria. It began when I moved to Astoria in 2017. I had just come from Portland, where I had been involved as a writer with Literary Arts and with Write Around Portland. They're two really amazing literary arts nonprofits based in Portland that do incredible work supporting writers, but also supporting the reading community, really bringing some of our incredible regional authors and helping them to have a platform and a stage within the community there. When I arrived in Astoria, I was struck by how many writers were here. I mean, it's an incredible place for creatives, as we know, but it seemed that there were no literary arts nonprofits working in the space. And I also saw the wonderful things that Astoria Visual Arts was doing for visual artists, but felt that there was a need for similar kinds of support and programming for writers. The mission of the organization is to support the writing community of Astoria and the Lower Columbia region while fostering the unique literary arts in our area. So it's essentially like a twofold mission where we want to support writers at every stage in their career. We want to help inspire and build new authors and help them to gain the skills that they need to improve their craft and to find an audience for their work. But then we also really want to showcase the writers of our region and allow the broader community to be inspired by the work that they do. So that's essentially why we exist. Each year looks a little different, but in general, almost since the very beginning, we've had a writer in residency program. We have a competitive process where writers apply, and typically it's one writer gets to spend a week in residency, and we provide housing, usually in a really beautiful space. The last few years, it's been up at the Southwestern Lodge, and they get to just focus on their creative work for an entire week. And then there's a reading at the Astoria Visual Arts Gallery as a culmination of that. Community members love hearing from the people who come. Anthony Hudson was a writer in residence this past year, 2024, and Erica Berry, who wrote Wolfish, was in 2023. We always sponsor a variety of author readings, whether it's local authors who have put out a new piece of work, and whether it's a book that's related to Astoria in some way. We had Randall Sullivan Reed, who wrote Graveyard of the Pacific, a wonderful nonfiction book about our estuary and the shipwrecks that had happened. We had Oregon Poet Laureate Anise Mojani perform his poetry. So that's just a few of the literary arts events that we do throughout the year. We love to bring writers into the schools whenever possible. We've done a bunch of workshops with local students. We bring authors in to do creative, generative workshops with students to allow them to write and express themselves. We also have this past year done a program where we bring local writers and volunteers into the high schools to help students with their application essays for college and scholarship essays to get feedback and to be able to revise their work to help them get, you know, better funding, better opportunities for college and scholarships. Brenda Cardenas, who did a wonderful event for us in partnership with El Centro Northwest. We did an El Dia de los Muertos event with her 2 years ago now. She is a Latina poet and came in and worked with the elementary school kids in Seaside, and she had them write bilingual poetry, and the children, they loved it. It was many bilingual kids, but some that were not bilingual, that were, you know, solely English and solely Spanish speaking. amazing. She was wonderful. And it was incredible to see just the joy that they felt like in their self-expression and finding their words. And then in connection with that, we had some student poetry contests, and several of them got to read their winning work on stage with her as well. So that was a really neat event. You know, the bottom of my email is the quote from Emily Dickinson that says, "I know nothing in the world that has as much power as a word. Sometimes I write one and I look at it until it begins to shine." And I just think that's what's so amazing with working with literary arts programming is seeing the power that words have to impact people. A couple moments that stand out for me. So Kim Stafford came and did a workshop for us at Astoria High School, and one of the students who attended that workshop just really loved it and began writing poetry because of it, and ultimately graduated from AHS, went on to Clatsop, and is now the Writers Guild's intern, Asher Finch. So it's been amazing to watch their literary career, and they're now in school in Corvallis studying creative writing. So that it's been really wonderful to be able to support their creative career as it takes flight. Another one that was really meaningful to me recently is that this past October, we held our first creative writing festival in Astoria, thanks to some grant funding through 100 Women Who Care Clatsop County. We were able to offer scholarships for that festival, and a number of the scholarship recipients just told me how much they loved the festival, how much they appreciated the support, and at challenging times in their lives financially, just found so much joy and, you know, I think hope from being able to participate in it and have the support so that they were able to do it. So we're a membership organization, and so we're supported by our members. Folks can go to our website, thewritersguild.org. They can sign up for our newsletter to find out. We send out a newsletter every month that just lists all the literary arts events happening in our region, as many as we can find out about, and they can sign up to be notified of that. They can also become a member and make a donation, and there's several different membership levels depending on their comfort level. So you don't have to be a writer. You can just be someone who is a reader who appreciates the literary arts, and we're always very happy to have those folks in attendance with us. The other thing I'd love for folks to know is that if you are a writer, we are here to support you anywhere you are on your journey. And if you want to be a writer, we're also here to support you. And if you're a reader, then we'd love to have you get involved as well. And if you just believe that literary arts programming is important for folks, then we'd also love to have you. And we do serve writers and readers in the whole Lower Columbia region. So if you're up on the peninsula in Washington, if you're down in Manzanita, we still love to have people get involved from a pretty wide area. You don't have to be in Astoria at all. Lots of folks who join us are not in Astoria, actually.
My name is Asher. I'm the student intern with the Writers Guild. I have been serving as their intern and non-voting member of the board for a little over a year now, although my involvement with the Writers Guild started almost 6 years ago now. The Writers Guild came into Astoria High School in my senior year and had a workshop with Kim Stafford. It was the first time after moving to Astoria that I really felt connected to a community, and from there, writing has become such an important part of my life. I would not know how to identify myself without that. And I think the opportunities from the Guild have really helped lead the pathway for that. My identity, first and foremost, is as a writer. I am currently going to Oregon State University working on a Bachelor's in Arts in Creative Writing, which is a path I don't think I would have found myself on without rooting myself in the Astoria writing community. And the Guild was a really big part of that. When I was in high school, I started performing my poetry, and that was at Guild events in 2019. I got to be a part of their annual literary ball and present my writing for the first time in front of a crowd. It was the encouragement of that experience that led me down a path of, I have a voice that people are willing to hear, that people want to hear. And there's this supportive collective of people who want to find ways to allow me to pursue that. My senior project in high school was to create the poetry club at Astoria High School, and that happened through support from the Guild. The long-term substitute for the English class was on the board of the Guild at the time, Andrew Zing. After going to the Kim Stafford workshop, after going to Verslandia, which is a poetry competition in Portland, Andrew, seeing this passion for writing that I had, suggested that that might be a good path for my senior project. I was not officially a member of the Guild until the past 2 years, I believe, but working alongside the Guild to help bring that community into schools. It was working with members of the board at the time to bring poetry into the high school, to bring these workshops, to bring this community. And unfortunately, it was cut short by COVID. I graduated in 2020, and we were going to have this like final poetry slam event as the culmination of my project, which did not ever end up happening. But the impact that involvement still had for the last 5 years, I do believe, has not only helped shift my perspective on writing, but the perspective on writing that, I don't know, community as a whole has. I think there is more influence in schools.
I think there is a belief that you have to be a part of this. I would call it an old head writing community of Astoria. That is very much how our writing community presents itself. And I think that people have a misconception that you have to be a part of that old head community to be in the Writers Guild, to be a writer, to claim that title. I would love to see more youth involvement in the writing community. I would love to see more young writers come forward and have that space to express their voice. And I think the Writers Guild is doing a really good job of starting that. I wish more young people would take that step, join these groups, join into this collective and find their voices. And we're trying so hard. And I need people to listen and come out of their shells into it. I think that if there's anyone who is afraid, maybe I don't write well enough yet, maybe I don't want to get published, maybe this is just a hobby, you still deserve a space in that writing community, in that collective, to work on your own power of word. I think that the Writers Guild serves as a really good collective space for that. When people are ready to step into it. And there is no bar you have to be at in order to step into that. I've only been published in Rain magazine at the college, but you don't even need that. You don't need to prove anything to claim that title. A great way to dip your toe into the Writers Guild, to start to explore that community, check out our website, thewritersguild.org. Check out our Facebook pages, the Writers Guild, Instagram. See what events are happening. We always have something that either we're hosting or sharing from someone else in the area. We are just starting a once a month online writers group for people who write prose. There's a hybrid online and in-person writers group called Indescribable Scribes that's partnered through the Guild. We have so many opportunities for people to just attend a meeting. Come see what's up. You don't have to come with anything written. Just show up as you are. We're always looking for more involvement. There is a power in your story, whether or not you are sharing it to the world or just to yourself. I believe there's a power in writing it down.
I'm Deb Vanoss. I'm on the board of the Astoria Writers Guild. This is an important organization for many reasons. We promote the literary arts, which are always important, but even more so, I think, in these times when we need creative voices, when we need to support creators, and the Writers Guild is a wonderful way for us to support writers in our community and their creative work. It's also a wonderful way for writers to have community. Writing can be a lonely pursuit. That's true of many of the arts, I'm sure. But it sometimes feels especially that way as an author, that you're working in a very solitary environment often. And so to be able to have community, whether it's in the form of a writing retreat
or a festival where we celebrate writing and improve our craft, whether it's through workshops or writers' groups where you can share your work with others, that's a really important part of what we do in the community. Like a lot of folks who are writers, I grew up around books. They're my sense of security. They make me feel good in so many ways, and they make me feel like my world is big and yet also sort of safe and secure because I can get better understanding of it. I've always loved stories, and so it wasn't probably a surprise to anybody that I pretty early on had a big impulse to write. My first book came out as I was finishing a career in high school teaching, and I've been writing ever since. And I write in all sorts of genre, which isn't always smart, but I'll just mention a few recent projects. I've written children's books, but I write pretty exclusively for adults now. I have a book that was a finalist a couple years ago, I think, for the Oregon State Book Award. So it was a real honor and privilege after I moved here. I came here from Alaska almost 10 years ago now. There, I helped to form a statewide writing organization that's similar to the Writers Guild in a lot of ways. And it really enriched my life a lot. I feel so good that it's still thriving in Alaska. And so it's really an honor to be part of a similar effort here. One thing that's been fun for me as a writer who does a lot of solitary work is working with an organization. And as I said, I had that experience in Alaska as well. It was fun to come on the board of the Writers Guild at a time, and this happens typically with nonprofits, at a time that the organization was building out and growing and expanding, sort of going, I think a lot of nonprofits start with a passion, sometimes a little bit of a scattershot approach to try to make the passion and the reality and the growth all happen together. And so I got to come on at a time when we were sort of going into the next big growth stage. So a couple of highlights of that are the writing festival that we had last fall that will become an annual event. And so we're already planning that for the next year. To see writers come together, not only from our community, but also from Portland and other places, and to learn together. I can think of one author, a couple of authors in particular that I got to interact with, one who's dealing with a really serious illness and just was able to come out from being really housebound and just found it so valuable. I think those moments are really special. And just making connections with other writers. I met a woman I'd never met before who was interested in making an audiobook from Mexico of one of my books. And I only cite that because those are the kinds of connections that everybody at the festival made. Another piece that I am really excited about is that we'll be hosting our first, hopefully annual, writer's retreat at the Sou'wester in April of this year. We had a writer's retreat, was a key component of our programming in Alaska, and so it's fun to see that come together here. I just know that's going to be a really special experience for the writers involved and for the community when they get to see the work that these writers produce. And last but not least is our Writers in Residence effort, and that is an annual event. That is a wonderful way for the community to get to experience a writer's work, somebody they're probably not familiar with. It's very enriching, and of course enriching for the author as well, to be a part of the selection process of those authors and to read just all the varieties of work that they're doing. Again, really a privilege. It's for writers of all stripes, so to speak, but I think writers tend to think of themselves in maybe ability levels, which I kind of try to discourage, but we can talk about emerging writers versus established writers, perhaps, and they're really all one community. The retreat is geared toward all of the above, and that's part of the magic of it, I think. I know that Tella Addison, who's going to be one of the presenters this year, one of the facilitators of the retreat, and people will know her from the Fisher Poets. She's a regular at Fisher Poets and studied a little bit with me in Alaska. So we have everything coming full circle. But she's one of the facilitators, and I know that she's one of the things she'll talk about is imposter syndrome, which plagues a lot of artists. So there are so many ways that the community does support us, and we're always looking for more support because we're building community within the community. Financial support, obviously very helpful. We rely on donations. We do get some funds from programming, but memberships give us a form of regular support, and we're building out our membership program to offer more and more perks, if you will, for members. But the biggest perk, I think, is supporting the organization and being part of something. But members also get discounts on things like the festival and the retreat that I've spoken about. We really rely on volunteers as well. We had a wonderful cadre of volunteers at our festival this fall. So many ways to get involved. And we are really pleased that we've rebuilt our website recently. So you can find out about membership and donating and volunteering and all of our programs at thewritersguild.org.
My name is Elisa Carlson. I'm a member of the Writers Guild. I first came to the Writers Guild by seeing an ad in Hipfish announcing a poetry contest that was in conjunction with them bringing out Jericho Brown to the Liberty Theater. And I submitted 3 poems to the contest, and one of them won. And so they invited me out to the Liberty to read in advance of Jericho Brown. So in like a way, I went from being like a nobody poet who'd never been published to opening for a Pulitzer Prize winning poet in like one day. And that just completely changed my life. I didn't get an MFA or a writing degree. I really don't go to workshops. I was kind of a person who always wrote but never really shared it. I felt afraid to share my work with other people. I just entered this contest on a whim, and it completely changed my life. I realized that there was a community of writers out there. One of the benefits for me with the Guild was to realize that I had access to a community of writers, to people who wanted to support writers, to give them access to spaces that I didn't have traditionally because I didn't go like the MFA creative writing route. So it really opened up the possibility for me to think of myself as a writer and to engage with other writers in a serious way. One of the biggest benefits of the Guild membership is to feel less alone in writing. It's a very solitary experience, a very solitary life to be a writer. You know, it's extremely vulnerable. You're really opening yourself up to, you know, wanting to share, but maybe feeling like you aren't good enough. And to have access to a literary community, to realize that other people are experiencing these same kinds of reservations about sharing, and to really feel like you're less alone in your art. That's one of the greatest benefits of Guild membership. I've often felt overwhelmed by attending either a workshop or going to a writing festival. I always felt like I probably just didn't have the credentials or something to do those things. You know, somebody's out writing and they're thinking about maybe going to a workshop or to a writing festival to just kind of get a sense of what it's like. They can't find a better and more welcoming group of people than the Writers Guild. These people are very generous and kind, immensely supportive of people starting out. There's no pretense. Nobody's talking about their advanced degrees or their list of publications. The community and the Writers Guild is just really dedicated to supporting each other, to encouraging people to participate, to publish in places. It is a tremendously welcoming community, one that I didn't think really existed. I really personally kept myself from participating in those worlds because I felt like I wasn't good enough or didn't have the right degrees. And so, yeah, I think the touch of human kindness with these writers, the people that run the Guild, it's just overwhelmingly supportive and kind. completely open door policy, like to anybody, even if you're just thinking about writing.
Thanks for listening to Beach Grass Roots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. You can find out more about the Writers Guild at thewritersguild.org. The Writers Guild also produces a monthly podcast on KMUN called River Writers, which can be found at kmun.org/podcasts and in your podcast app of choice. Beach Grass Roots is produced at the studios of KMUN in Astoria, Oregon, by me, Emma Geddes. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can find out more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. Beach Grass Roots airs the second Thursday of every month on KMUN and can be found wherever you find podcasts. Find out how to listen to KMUN in your area at kmun.org.